While the Boulder Valley School District moved quickly last Tuesday to get students out of the area, and UCLA moved classes online, it was more or less a regular school day at CU Boulder. Many students and staff of CU Boulder wonder why they received so little information when the suspect was physically just across the street from the heart of campus, in a residential neighborhood filled with students. KGNU's Ellie Stuckrath asked CU community members their thoughts on how the university handled communication with students and staff and how they were affected by last Tuesday's events.
Hi, my name is Senna. I'm a senior at CU, and I feel like the university owed students a lot more of interaction between them and communication than they did. In the past, when we've had suspects for any sort of crime, we've gotten informed, and I felt like this shouldn't have been any different, especially with it being on a weekday and students having classes on campus.
I'm Travis Dutton. I'm a student at CU Boulder undergrad. I was driving into school when it was like right when it started, I guess. It had everything out there. They had drones and like bomb squad, SWAT. I think it was handled pretty oddly that the police knew, the chancellor knew, everybody knew beforehand what was happening, and that was, you know, that guy was there. I thought that was kind of wild that it wasn't brought up before, maybe like just a delayed start or something, instead of like putting people in harm's way like that. But also I do understand a little bit that if they knew they had it fully, you know, taken care of and everything was rounded up and stuff, I could understand that, yes, maybe let classes go on. But they didn't seem like they had everything going well when I first got to class. So I was like, why are we at school if we're in a shelter in place as soon as I get to school? But I do understand the burden of the captain. You don't want people freaking out a lot, you know, so you withhold information. So I understand that. But at the same time, it's a university and it's easy to just push classes back just a little bit.
I'm a CU student. I woke up at like 8 o'clock at 8:15. My Ring doorbell alerted me through the app saying that the elementary school was on lockdown. You know, I was supposed to be on campus that day at like 10 o'clock. At that point, CU had not alerted that it was a threat. I understand that schools need to get more information, but at the same time, just an alert being like, hey, here's what's happening. We are taking every precaution. Just as students are aware, avoid the area. We'll keep you posted. Even, you know, at 9 o'clock would have been great just before students got to school, so they were aware of the situation. I think it would have been great if professors had the option to teach remotely if they were comfortable with that. It's triggering for a lot of people, the situations, especially being in Colorado, in Boulder, being so close to the King Super shooting that happened less than a year ago. And then we have a lot of students in Colorado who, you know, I don't say are used to this, but have been through a similar event, and similar events cause PTSD. And that's always not fun when you're trying to go to school, be a person, walk around, you know, hold yourself together in class when maybe not everybody understands.
Hi, I'm Ava. I'm a former student of CU Boulder. I graduated this past December. So I'm alumni. Just in general of how CU has handled things in the past, I think maybe it could have been done a better job. I used to walk literally on that same sidewalk next to the apartment buildings to get to my car that was parked on 17th. And it's scary to know that, like, nothing was, like, really sort of, like, detailed out to students other than just being, like, shelter in place. Students need to know things. The threat is real.
My name is Emma. I'm a senior at CU, and I think that CU should have, one, been more specific with where the evacuation and lockdown locations were. It seemed like it wasn't very clear, and professors were unsure, like, when we were in class, if we were in those lockdown zones. And two, they should have preemptively given us more information or gone online, since they had knowledge that this guy was in Boulder since the night before, and I personally could not focus at all during class when I knew there was a situation going on right outside my classroom.
Those were current and former students of CU Boulder sharing their experiences and thoughts on last Tuesday's security risk with KGNU volunteer Ellie Stuckrath. You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU.